This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on search engines and social media stepping up for disasters. It's hard to find any good news in disasters. The Nepal earthquake has already counted more than 4,000 deaths with countless homeless, and crises abounding will leave that country in recovery for years, particularly in Kathmandu. India and Chinese rescue teams are first on the scene, and many are joining, though slowly it seems. I wrote a book several years ago called The Battle for the Ninth Ward, Acorn Rebuilding New Orleans and the Lessons of Disaster. So even 10 years on from Hurricane Katrina, I continue to look for lessons that we've learned that make a difference. Parsing the press releases from recovery specialists and Silicon Valley is always a tricky business where one hopes for the best. But both search engines and social media outfits may be trying to fill a vital need that we recognized early after Katrina. Finding people and establishing who is safe and who might be missing. We found many of our members by mass texting to cell phones then, but there had to be a better way. Before I even realized there had been an earthquake in Nepal, I got a Facebook message on my phone on April 25th at 12:48 p.m. that Ruchi Srivastava was safe in Nepal. I didn't know Ruchi well. She connected me through Kanchan Sinha, a former program officer with Oxfam Great Britain in India and country director for Oxfam GB in Tanzania, who I knew much better. Nonetheless, I liked knowing she was safe. I wasn't sure what was going on, though it became clear quickly once I realized the devastating earthquake had hit Nepal. It turned out that with Facebook's billion-plus users globally, they've created an application called Safety Check that allows people to let their friends know that they're safe. Nothing more, but that's often enough. I'd asked my daughter about a college roommate of hers who worked in Nepal but was not in country at the time. According to Facebook, millions of users in Nepal, India, Bhutan, and Bangladesh have been marked as safe, and their status have been relayed to tens of millions of people. In places like Indonesia, where Facebook is almost ubiquitous, this could be a lifesaver in the event of another tsunami. According to the New York Times as well, Google has an application that allows people to search for friends and loved ones, as well as allowing people on scene to input their data. Google's Person Finder was tracking about 6,300 records. Anyone can enter a person's name, biographical information, and photograph into Google's database. You can specify whether you are that person or seeking information about that person or have reason to believe the person is either alive or missing. Google does not review or verify the data. Google's Person Finder sounds like something worth knowing about. It turns out that a small contribution and lesson learned from Katrina in 2005 has driven this bit of actually not doing evil and actually doing good. Many, not so much for the Nepalese, but certainly for those connected to the country globally on the internet, are using this tool. Google's tool can also accept data from other registries. The common format used, called PFIF, was established by a group of volunteers after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, according to Google. After that disaster, multiple lists of missing persons sometimes created confusion, pointing to a need for a simple database. The tool was first introduced in 2010 after the devastating earthquake in Haiti and was used again the next year after the major earthquake in Japan. Now, if we could figure out a way to prevent more disasters, warn more people, and get them help better and faster, the benefits would be manyfold, but at least we're still learning something, and that matters to many as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.